Hey, what it is, man? It's your boy, Young Muzzy, baby. You know what it is, man. If you tuned in, it's Prince Muzzy Podcast, Season 2, Episode 2, The Beneficial Breakdown, man. We gonna get into some real top-heavy stuff tonight. Get into some mental disorders, I could say. You know, it's just not being mentally focused on what it necessarily takes to or for you to function at your highest level, and just some of the things that God will use to strengthen you mentally, to build your faith and character. In ways, I always heard about the churches of darkness. That's something that is real. That's not the real topic. We're going to probably cruise over into it just a little bit, because I don't want to do that, take you too far. But yeah, the beneficial breakdown, man. Y'all going to want to be here for this. This is therapy. Yeah. What it is, people, man. It's your boy, Lord Prince of the Almighty Tribe of the Seven. And I am honored to have you guys in attendance tonight. This is Season 2, Episode 2. So we're trying to do something different this year and just figure out a way to take it to another level. So I went back and said, you know, I'm gonna make it more of a commentary style, to where I'm just talking to y'all and we're just having dialogue. So the first episode was very energetic, and I'm glad that it was, and I hope you all enjoyed it. And for those who are yet to hear it, I hope they enjoy it and just hear the enthusiasm. Bragged a little bit at the end, and I do apologize. So we're gonna be much more civil this time around, and because we're gonna get into some God things tonight, and it's gonna be just one of those sessions where we can just talk and we can communicate and let each other know what the real is. Tonight's episode is still sponsored by Anchor. We do love them for the platform, so we want to honor them as well. I guess before we get into the proceedings this evening, I'm going to talk to Lord Jesus. So I ask that everybody do the routine in respects to thus saith the Lord. Our Father, we just ask that you be in attendance tonight, that you watch and you protect us and you look over us, and that these words will just be inspiration to your people, letting them know that all hope is not lost and that you're always on time and you're exactly who you said you were. Those things we ask tonight in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Now we got that out the way, which that's one of my favorite parts, but it's always a lot of pressure when you're doing these things, because you want to make sure that, you know, you're giving his flock the right feed. You know, we don't want to not so much say offend anybody, we just don't want it to be about us in any way. This is about Lord Jesus. When it comes to music, I'm semi-competitive now. I'm not really as competitive as I used to be. I just look at what I'm doing behind the scenes and I say, wow, this is different. It's historic. And I know that it's something that's going to bless a lot of people. Because it's really God, and it's really powerful, and inspiring, and it gives us a target to shoot for. I'm extremely honored by this. But we all came here tonight because the title of tonight's message, I guess, is called The Beneficial Breakdown. Now, the beneficial breakdown. And I know you're probably saying, Prince, how can a breakdown ever be beneficial? How can I ever lose and keep a winner's mentality? That was something I wanted to put on your mind. How do I lose and keep a winner's mentality? Now, I could very well answer that question right now. But in order to really grasp the concept of what I'm saying, you have to be open-minded. You have to realize, like, I done lived this, like, I see it. Like, it's weird. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to argue. Like, straight up, I'm not here to argue, bro. I'm just gonna speak what I feel like God has shown me. That's what it is to me. You know what I'm saying? That's what I see when I look at the scriptures. That's what my life has showed me. So, I believe it. And it's not me. So, that's where we get these conflicting parallels, where we get into these bickerings back and forth. You know, I'm not here to argue about the gospel. I take the gospel as what it is, and when it lines up with what I'm going through, I can't help but talk about that aspect of it that I see. But anyway, the beneficial breakdown, man, it's just, you never expect God to put you through something that would seemingly break you or destroy you. A lot of people get a misconception about Christ and think that when you join this side, it's like supposed to make all your problems go away. And the older I get, more I understand the scripture, I start to realize that he never said it was going to be easy in the first place. He never promised that. He just promised that if you believe in him, he'll always work it out for you. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the most simple way I could possibly put that. Oh, man, but the thing about being a Christian is you have to realize it's all about faith. Oh, yeah, and this is the point I wanted to go back to. How do you lose and keep a winner's attitude? See, the thing is that it's the perspective of the situation to which you're going to react. You know what I'm saying? It's your perspective of it. If you believe that you lost, then you're going to feel like a loser. But if you see it through God's perspective and realize that it's all a part of it, of him testing you and putting you in trials and all this type of stuff, like, if you realize how it directly corresponds to your life, then it gives you a different perspective of it. It's not like you lost something. It's like the thing I love about God is that he always puts life in perspective of what he really is trying to do the whole time. Because you got to understand, it's different perspectives. It's the world's perspective, it's the devil's perspective, and then it's God's perspective. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to understand this. You got three different perspectives. Then it's your perspective. You know what I'm saying? What do you believe? But the thing that I do is I try to see my circumstances from God's perspective. And that's not something that you could just do. It's not like I just think like, I'm going to think like God. Like, you don't do that. Like, it's not you. It's like he shows me the answer. Because I look for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I look for him and then he give me the answer to what I'm going through. You know what I'm saying? Like, on a deeper level. To where I understand it. Like, oh, okay, like, this is what you're really doing. It looks like this, like, but really this was what you was doing the whole time. So it's like, in order to have a relationship like that, you gotta have a lot of trust. And I feel like, you know what I'm saying, I do trust him probably more than I ever have. Like, I do believe in him solely more, like, where I know, you know what I'm saying, like, I feel like I believe in him more than I ever have. Jesus, I feel like I believe in Jesus more than I ever have. Not that I never did not believe in him, but even, like, I'm a human, like, we all get those moments of doubt, like, is this real, like, how do we know, how do I know, and I feel like I'm to the point now, like, in my soul, I know, so that's all I need to know, like, it's that I know, you know what I'm saying, like, because it's stuff about life that only he makes sense of, you know what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand it. And he puts it in perspective to where I understand. I'm like, okay, thank you. Like, because as creatures, we need that. You know what I'm saying? We need that sense of something to make sense. You know what I'm saying? That's why we do so much trying to put this and this together. Because we need life to make sense. Because if not, we just feel like we're just here. And I feel like he's the one who created it all, so he knows all, and the only way to understand the pieces that apply to your life directly is to go to him, because he knows the outcome, and, you know, it's deeper than what we think. So, for instance, let's say somebody leaves you, but God will say, no, they were no good for you, so I hate them leave. Literally. Like, he'll say that and you won't believe him. Because you think, like, they working for me. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know how we are. We do that with everybody. Bro, how you gonna tell me they were no good? I was with them every day. You know what I'm saying? But he's like, no. Like, I know. Like, my ways are higher. So I know what actually is good for you and what's not. And it's toxic for you, but you can't see it right now. So, but you would think that somebody actually left you and you get confused and discouraged about this person. And he's like, no, all you need is me. You just focus on me. I'll line up everything else for you. Like, you gotta understand who God is. Like, I don't wanna come across like that. I'm just saying, like, I don't feel like we have a healthy enough respect for who God is. Like, I mean, I know we acknowledge him and stuff like that, but God should be our, and I'm speaking for myself too, he should be a focal point of our lives. Like, I know we have, like, church, like, we go to church, but God, if we focus more on God, he would rule the world. Like, he would have no choice but to, like, be king of the world. But we are so distracted that we focus more on our lives instead of God. And if we just focused on God, he would, like, make our lives, like, to the best. Like, it wouldn't be no bad stuff and all that. Like, if we just focused on him and walked in his ways and did what he told us to do. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't saying as far as being perfect. Like, I feel like It's no such thing, only Jesus. And he's not asking for us to be perfect, I don't think. I think he's asking for us to seek him above all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, make it about him. And I don't think he's, like, so close-minded to where he don't want us to have our freedoms at the end of the day, because he gave us free will. But it's about your will. Like, where does your will lie? And I'm guilty of being a human. So a part of me sees the magnificence of trying to be perfect. But also, I see, like, okay, like, I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to slip up. I know where my heart lies. I know who my loyalty lies to. I'm never leaving them. Like, so that's just my dedication to him. And I have daily battles where I don't know exactly what music I'm supposed to do. I don't know if a Christian mixtape or album or whatever it becomes is necessarily the right thing, even though I know he's pointing me. A part of me still has those thoughts, like, are we sure this is it? Are we sure you don't want me to go the other way? Because I'm comfortable with that way. I know that way. But that's the problem. I know that way. And he wants me to go a different way. But going this way, it is building my character. It's building my leadership skills. I get on to my team. I get on to them. And used to, it didn't go over as well. It's just now I'm more confident as a leader. I don't feel like I have to come across like a douchebag, but I do have to have some authority on it, because I expect certain things, and I'm not going to accept anything less than it. I consult with God. We come up with a plan, and I take it to them. It's to be executed. So, this is a great thing. I think, you know, like, I don't like talking too much about myself because I know how it comes across. But the standing and the mutual respect that God is saying, I chose you, Cayman. And I'm saying, thank you, Father, like, because the music is good. Like, it's really good. It's different. It's not like anything I've heard. It's not like anything I've really done. I get emotional talking about this, man. Because y'all don't even understand. I can't even rap anymore. Literally, like, it's bad. I'm not saying I'm horrible. I can still do it. But not at the pace or the rate that I once could. Not even by a mile. Like, it's so hard for me to write a rap song. These songs about God just come so easily and so freely, and I'm done in like 2 minutes. I'm done in 3 minutes. Like, I'm doing pace timing even for Cayman. Like, we have to go in our memory bank, especially to the people that know me. I'm expecting y'all to be listening, because I'm trying to tell y'all where it's at. It's up there. Yeah, but you know, I mean, even at my highest as a rapper, the times will be sometimes 10 minutes, 7 minutes, 20 minutes, 15 minutes. Like, it got pretty consistent where it was just like 5, 10 minutes. These songs are record time. Like, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, I'm done with the whole song. Like, this is crazy. And I'm only telling y'all because I don't think it gets talked about enough. And people say you shouldn't talk about yourself. And it's like, I'm not trying to. I'm trying to let y'all know what I'm doing. This is crazy for me. I don't know another artist doing it, probably. I don't know anybody writing songs in 2 or 3 minutes. And they classic. I don't know anybody doing that. Let's take genre out of the equation. Let's just listen to pure music. who's making the best music. And I think that when it's all said and done, my catalog is gonna stand tall. And all the songs are about God. Let's take genre out of perspective. Not because I'm disassociating myself. I need open minds to this. I need no expectation. Just a free mind. For it to sink in what's happening, to register what you're listening to. This is one of the greatest rappers ever. Like, it's not being cocky. I'm telling y'all the truth. I know what I was. I was a prodigy. This is me now completely almost abandoning my rapperness and singing for God. This don't just happen. This was all in the plan. I got writer's block when I was 18. Think about this, okay? The beneficial breakdown. I got writer's block. The girl, my high school sweetheart, 4 years, left me high and dry. It was my fault. I still hadn't learned that lesson. But I lost everything. Like, it wasn't, but as a kid, like, 18, you know, you with this girl this long, like, it's mind-blowing, you know what I'm saying? Like, then you get writer's block. You're a rapper in the prime of your rapperness, and you're operating at ultra-high-speed level, bro. Like, I was freestyling songs, like, not trash, like, everything was lit. Like, I'm telling y'all, like, I was on. I was doing shows. I was traveling. I was making a name. I was bubbling. Plus, I was a leader. Plus, I was turning heads everywhere. That guy. Somehow, over time, bro, this has been at least almost 8 years in the making since I just wanted to start doing Christian music. Like, this has been 8 years of me just fighting with myself, not doing it. Still rapping for another at least 4 years, 5 years, 6, 7 years. I start to kind of make the transition. By like 8th year, I'm like, okay, I'm ready. I'm getting everything in order, getting ready. Go through a whole nother season of just hardness. And now it's official. Like, it is official. It's in the books. I am a Christian artist, and I'm about to change the game. And it's all praise to God, bro. Like, y'all don't understand. I'm happy. I'm excited about this. I cannot wait. This is a totally different world than the one I came from. And I'm so not used to being in this building, this arena, that I step out sometimes and I still go back to my ratchetness. Because it's something about that I feel like I gotta take it with me somehow. Can't lose that part of me, I guess. That was the whole shindig of this. So, yeah, man. The overall conclusion of this message is keep your head up through various trials and temptations. Don't let life overcome you to where you stop dreaming and you stop believing. That's the whole point of the breakdown. It's a setup for a comeback. You just gotta... I was talking to my mom the other day, and she said something that was really profound. I had been thinking it, I heard it, but when she said it, it struck something with me, and I was like, yeah, like, exactly. You have to be stronger than your emotions. This isn't an emotional thing. Sometimes it's about discipline. Sometimes it's about willpower. So in order to conquer, sometimes you're gonna have to showcase those skills instead of the over emotion. You know. So that's something you guys should definitely meditate on and think about. That's a real thing. Overcome your emotions. Don't let your emotions control you. You control them. You'll get far. But episode 2 is going to be coming next week. Can't quite remember what the gist of it is, which we don't really jump ahead and talk about things that we don't need to talk about. But it's going to be something great. It's going to be another teaching. This season is very spiritual. That's what I got from reading all the titles, because I usually do the titles before I actually do the podcast. I just meditate on what we think we're going to talk about, but you never can plan these things, so I just kind of get to the point where I just wrote the title on the day I come up, and I just say whatever God gives me. So it's much more of a comfortable, that's why I say this season seems a lot more comfortable. Just listening to the first episode, like I was doing a while ago, this season comes across a lot more comfortable to me. It's really like a dialogue thing right now. I'm talking to y'all, and don't get me wrong, I'm probably gonna go back and listen to the first season. I'm probably gonna love it, because it was very spiritually charged and aware, and it was very Jesus-y. It was very Jesus-y. But this season, we're gonna do something a little bit more humble, and we're just gonna talk. Whatever God give us, we're going to roll with it. I already got the plans for season 3. I know that's kind of jumping off the end, but I'm just letting y'all know I am locked and loaded. We're going to take a break after this season, and then season 3 will come. We got 11 episodes in season 2. This is episode 2. I hope you all enjoyed it. I went a little bit rambunctious tonight. It wasn't by choice. Not by choice. It wasn't by design, I would say. Just kind of did whatever my heart felt. I really hope that you guys get on board with this Lion and Lamb mixtape that I'm putting together, that will be dropping 7/27/20 in July. World Beaters TV is still a very big focus for us right now. I'm gonna set up some things with that. Try to get the week by week playback of whatever's going on the scene, behind the scenes, as far as me and Jenny B goes, and other members of the team, however effective they plan to be. We're working on some things, so definitely want to make sure that you stay in touch with the podcast. Like I said, if you want to give donations, that would be awesome. I would definitely appreciate it. I am not saying that you can't listen to this podcast and, not give or whatever. Like, I'm not tripping like that, the Lord provides. But it is great to know that what you're doing is being received well. So I would definitely appreciate it. People would just do something. Just something. Just to, make me feel like I'm doing something good. Because I'm trying to give back the best I can. And trying to give as purely as I can. And give you something that you can feed off of as a spiritual body. So, with much love and respect, we're going to close with the prayer before we go. Something real sweet. So we will all pay our respects as we do. Lord Jesus, we thank you for tonight's meeting. We had such an amazing time. We love you, Lord. We magnify your name. We pray that everybody listening just get some good news going into next week. Lord, we pray that hearts are moved and they're touched, and that faith is built and kept. Lord, we pray for all our listeners. that you bless them to be a blessing into the ministry, and that you just bless us as well to be a vessel for your spirit and your knowledge. That's what I wanted to say, thinking about the last episode. This is about the knowledge of you and building a more stronger connection, trust and bond with you. So we thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Y'all have a blessed night. Thank you for tuning in to episode 2 of the Chris Muzzy Podcast, brought to you by Anchor. Make sure you pick up the Anchor app. Make sure you tell your friends about it. They need it. My podcast is on it. But it's also on a whole bunch of other platforms. So as far as Google and whatever good ones you can think of, Spotify, I think we got it on there. Apple Podcasts is on there. So we're on some platforms. And we just want to bring you good news and tidings. So thank you all for tuning in tonight. You have been an amazing crowd, amazing little congregation group. We love Jesus. That is our message. And we do this for the sake of the gospel, to spread the love and knowledge of our Lord and Savior.